Hey everyone, welcome back to the I'm Not Okay podcast. In today's episode, we're diving into how worry can really mess with our faith. It's kind of like one of those thorny weeds growing in a garden. It can slowly choke out the life of the plants that are trying to grow. That's similar to what happens to us spiritually when worries get too intense. They distract us from the nourishment and growth that we could be getting from God's Word. Let's break down what the Bible says about recognizing and dealing with these spiritual thorns. Jesus tells a story called the Parable of the Sower, and in it, he gives us some deep insight into how worry can affect us spiritually. In Matthew 13:22, Jesus talks about a seed that falls among thorns. He says, "The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word out, making it unfruitful." This image really paints a clear picture of how our spiritual growth can be blocked by the worries that wrap themselves around us. The thing about worry is that it shifts our focus. Instead of remembering God's promises and his control over everything, we start obsessing over our own problems. This shift can easily lead us into a spiral of fear and doubt, where we start questioning whether God's really got a plan for us. It's crucial to catch ourselves when we notice that our spiritual focus is getting strangled by worry. But here's the good news. The Bible doesn't just point out the problem. It also gives us a way to deal with it. In Philippians 4:6-7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." This is a straight-up invitation to swap our worries for a conversation with God, bringing him our concerns with a thankful heart. Another huge help comes from the community around us. The Bible tells us in Galatians 6:2 to carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. When we share what's weighing us down with other believers, we don't just lighten our own load, we also strengthen the bonds within our community. This support network is vital for building resilience and keeping our faith strong. So how do we keep ourselves from being overwhelmed by worry? By actively building up trust and peace in our lives, making it a habit to dive into the Bible, spend time in prayer, and hang out with supportive friends and church members. Those are all practical ways to fortify our faith and keep our spiritual garden free from these life-choking thorns. Think about the strategies we've discussed today, such as dedicating time for prayer, engaging with Scripture, or even seeking guidance through spiritual counsel. How can you incorporate these practices into your own daily routine to create a more peaceful, faith-centered life? Remember, each small step you take can lead to significant change in how you experience and interact with the world around you. Take some time to reflect on this discussion and identify one or two actions you can begin to implement immediately. By doing so, you not only manage your worries better, but also open up a greater space for your faith to grow. Thanks for joining me today. And I hope you'll tune in tomorrow as we continue to explore practical ways to live a more peaceful life in Christ. Until then, keep feeding your faith, and remember, you're not alone in this.